So I'm imagining an oncologist who got up this morning and is taking a long, long drive, who popped the CD into the car. I have no idea if anybody's still there, but all right, now let's get to the practical implications of E2100. What do you think it means? I mean, we have the issue of FDA approval, reimbursement, cost, but just sort of putting that aside, although I don't know if we really can, what do you think this means in terms of clinical decision making?
My answer is pretty simple. Aside from issues of cost and can they find access to the drug, I think for patients who would have been eligible for E2100, that is someone receiving their first chemotherapy regimen for metastatic disease who has not had an adjuvant taxane within the last 12 months, I would strongly recommend treating them with the E2100 regimen. There is no regimen that has been shown to have the same improvement in progression-free survival with the lack of toxicity that we saw in that regimen. And there are many patients still being treated on the E2100 trial who are now out more than 2 years without progression. So I find that data compelling and hard to ignore. I think the other thing that makes me say that so strongly is that we have data using bevacizumab in more refractory patients, and you don't get the same benefit. So this is not something where you can say, we're going to hold this in reserve, we'll try something else first, and if this doesn't work, then I'll add bevacizumab. That makes no more sense to me than saying that about trastuzumab. Yes, you can get some benefit by using it later, but not nearly the same amount as using it with the first therapy.